Here's a weird one. Whales are washing up on the beaches of the North Sea, and as you might expect, scientists are really alarmed by this. They don't have a solid idea of why it's happening. Andrew Brownlow is with the Scottish Marine Animal Stranding Scheme. What beaches have you been to, and what do you see when you get there?
Well, we flew over to the island of Texel. This is a long, sandy beach, and it's like nothing I've ever seen, to be honest. We were walking along there, and there are these huge animals just entirely dwarfing the people who were around them. And the thing that was amazing was that the ones that we were dealing with were actually just juveniles and teenagers, sort of 11 meters long. But even that, they would have weighed sort of 25, 30 tons probably. And they took us hours and hours and hours to be able to even just begin to investigate what had been going on with them.
Incredible. And they were all dead.
By that time, they'd sadly all dead. I mean, once they are left stranded by a receding tide, they simply crush themselves under their own body weight because they no longer have the buoyancy of the ocean to keep them afloat.
At the risk of hitting a gory note here, I've heard about horrific scenes where whales are stranded and die on the sand. The body starts to rot and can actually explode if the gas buildup.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one that I post-mortemed on Texel, that one blew up. I mean, it's pretty nerve-wracking, to be honest. You can hear it fizzing. You can hear it degassing because the gases are building up and building up and building up. You make the incisions in the tissue and it sort of begins to expand under the pressure that's in there. And when I made the incision through the abdominal wall, there was this almighty bang. And I mean, the risk of sort of being a little bit too gory on this, most of the intestines and the abdominal contents basically left through the side of the whale. That's just what happens with these animals. They're so big that they don't cool down significantly after death. So decomposition and gas buildup continue and you end up with a pressure cooker in the abdominal cavity, which you've got to be really careful where you stand when you open that.
So why did this happen?
I wish I could give you a quick answer to that. And I suppose the quick answer is we don't know. The reason that cetacean strand is a mystery, it's one that we've been looking at for decades. We understand a lot of the reasons that cause cetaceans to strand in general. It can be exposure to sound, exposure to toxins in the marine environment. It can be because they're injured in some way, they've been hit by something. Sometimes it can just be because they're in the wrong place, their navigation hasn't worked and they've come into an area which has got a very high tidal range, or it can be something new. But from what we know about the structure of the undersea area in this southern North Sea, it's a really bad place for these animals to be.
Why is that?
And well, fundamentally, it's too shallow, 50 meters deep, often shallower than that. This is a species that exists off the deep ocean trenches, dives to 1,500, 2,000 meters to be able to forage. They navigate, communicate using acoustic clicks. And we think in this very, very shallow environment that's got very acoustically absorbing material, like lots of sand, they can't navigate or communicate very well. So they're coming into these waters following prey, squid. They're ending up in places like the southern North Sea, which is functionally a whale trap. And once they've got in there, it's very difficult for them to extricate themselves and get back out again. I guess it's analogous to us trying to sort of find our way through a forest in thick fog. You can see the trees that are immediately close to you, but you don't get a feeling for the landscape. I suspect that played a role here.
You know, it's hard to know when you'll figure out kind of what this mystery is all about, but how worried are you just by the surge of deaths, just how many sperm whales dying at once?
It means to see these number of animals, these massive animals all lined up on a beach is astonishing. It really gets to you in a way that it is definitely worth investigating and looking to try and get to the bottom of, because only by doing that will we know what happens to all of our marine environment, the ecosystem as a whole. This is why we need to investigate this in the sort of detail that we do, because it could be a sort of a bad news story in the sense of it could be to do with what we as a civilization are doing to the marine environment, and not just these very kind of charismatic sperm whales.
Andrew Brownlow from the Scottish Marine Animal Stranding Scheme, thanks very much, and good luck figuring this out.
Thank you very much indeed.